making a story, making sure he's... And the clock continues to tick off those precious seconds. First and 10. Three again. Get behind the line of scrimmage, and the Giants have the ball. Lawrence Taylor out of the pack with the ball. That's the first turnover today.
And you knew that the Giants were going for it, and that's what Bill Parcells is saying. Yep, we need it. 80% clear, be
100% clear. Welcome into the zone on this Wednesday. Justin Akre joined by Christina LaCure in the Fury Electric Studio. We are also joined by Ray Tucker, the voice of Pat Summerall, an Arkansas legend, a broadcasting legend, and in many people's mind, the voice of professional football. And very few people around here knew him better than Ray Tucker. Passed yesterday at the age of 82. Ray, appreciate you coming in to talk about Mr. Summerall. It was one of my, as a broadcaster myself, one of my great thrills was having him on the show as part of the celebrity golf tournament for the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. And we've got a clip in there we'll play a little bit later in the show of him talking about when they came to him about the Madden video game. Still one of my favorite stories. But certainly, you know, a sad day, but, you know, a great life. You know, to be that successful as a player and then to be that, you know, successful as a broadcaster, certainly a great career for Pat Summerall.
He was an incredible guy, Justin, I will tell you that. And one tough son of a gun. Mm-hmm. He has been through a lot health-wise and has bounced back every time. This time he didn't. He had died of a heart attack, I think, while in the hospital. So, anyway, I guess it's your time to go when that happens. You're there and et cetera. But I talked to Mr. Pat about 10 days ago, I guess. And I said, well, here's the date of our golf tournament. And he said, you know what? I'd like to come up. It'd do me good to be there. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, come on. Mm-hmm. And so this was very unexpected. And I know his wife, Cherry, is very devastated. I talked to Valerie, who is their assistant and takes care of a lot of things for them, schedules and et cetera, this morning. Right now, it looks like the funeral is going to be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. So, anyway, it's a sad time.
Yeah, well, he's a guy that I grew up listening to before I had any, you know, connection to Arkansas at all. And then you go back and look through his Razorback days. And, you know, certainly I think a lot of people are proud to have him associated with the university. Not an Arkansas native, but certainly a guy that's embraced as an Arkansas son.
Yeah, everybody always says, oh, when I come through the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame Museum, I didn't know Pat Summerall was from Arkansas. Well, he's not from Arkansas. But believe me, he's one of us. Mm-hmm. You know, the story was that I always heard was Pat, when Pat went to university, Pat was an outstanding athlete down in Florida, tennis player and all that. And I don't know if he got in trouble, whatever, but his dad knew a coach who was assistant at the University of Arkansas. So he sent him up there to keep Pat straight. And during that process, Pat got to Fayetteville. He didn't have a coat. He's from Florida. And so they sent him down here to get a coat from Jack Stevens. And therefore, he and Mr. Stevens became lifelong friends. Mm-hmm. And he ends up doing the Masters, and Mr. Stevens is a chairman of Augusta National. And it's kind of a snowball effect. But anyway, nobody's thought more of Mr. Summerall than the Stevens family, I can tell you that.
Without a doubt. Well, and
that's interesting. Yeah, that's Christine, how that worked.
I mean, watching him, you know, do the Masters broadcast, too, growing up, too. I mean, that
was a
big part of...
I had no idea that he was, obviously not from Arkansas, but, you know, a big Arkansas fan. And I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Canada. But hearing him on the Masters for however long, I mean, he was that voice. Even if you didn't recognize the name, you recognized his voice.
You know, and we sit here and talk about it. And the one thing that everybody forgets is he was the voice of the U.S. Open for a long time, tennis-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
he was fabulous at everything that he did.
Yeah.
I knew him from tennis and golf. That's how I knew him originally before, obviously, the NFL.
I actually heard the story for the first time today, and again, we'll play the clips. We've got some good stuff in here, and Ray was kind enough to bring some things up from the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame as well, and we're going to get that stuff in the system and play it through the show today as well, a celebration of Pat Summerall's life today. But it was interesting the way he sort of fell into it. It was really by chance that he got into it. And then,
talking about broadcasting?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it developed from there, certainly, but, you know. And he and Madden, of course, 21 years together in the booth. That was the pairing. I mean, those are the guys that I watched growing up, and those are the guys that sort of set the bar.
Yeah, you know, I knew Madden was a recluse, but I didn't know how bad. Pat told me in 21 years they went to dinner one time.
Is that right?
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I know he doesn't like tight places and certainly not high places, but that was interesting. That's one of the things he talked about was his first time working with Madden. Again, it was 21 years with him.
It was a terrible game. It was the Buccaneers against the Giants, and there were no touchdowns, I think, but I was amazed. Number one, he was soaking wet with sweat. And I thought he was nervous about the broadcast, and I found out later that he was nervous about the height, because the yes. height in the old Tampa Stadium was up so high, and John doesn't like heights, and he doesn't fly, so he doesn't like close quarters. So he was sweating like I couldn't believe, and I thought, this guy's got to – this business is not for him, because there are going to be pressure times, and this guy is nervous about being on, and I thought this was the wrong business. But once he began to talk and once he started to relate what was going on, and as I said, it was a terrible game, I realized he was going to be pretty good, and I knew that he had that ability to communicate that so many broadcasters, so many players who turn broadcasters don't have, that I knew he was going to be something special before the game was over.
It's a great pairing for sure.
Very cool.
Yeah, the story about Mr. Pat getting into broadcasting, I think he and Charlie Connerly, who was the quarterback for the New York Giants, he was out of Ole Miss from Clarksville, Mississippi, and CBS call, Pat got a call, I'm not sure if it was CBS, but anyway, got a call from a broadcasting entity, and Pat answered the phone. They wanted to talk to Charlie. He said, well, Charlie's not here. And the guy said, well, you know what? You sound pretty good yourself. Why don't you come in and audition? And he got the job.
Mm-hmm. It was CBS. They were talking about that this morning on ESPN.
Yeah, that was the interview we just heard was with Rich Eisen on the NFL Network talking. That was when Madden actually retired. So they were talking about Madden's retirement in that interview. But yeah, it is funny how he sort of fell into it. And we'll play that clip. He's explained it over the years. And there was a Mike Francesa interview I found this morning that Easy, one of our listeners, sent to me, and it was interesting listening to him kind of talk about his way through it. But 10 years in the NFL, certainly a great career, you know, and again, to think about a guy that plays not only both ways but is also the kicker, I mean, definitely part of a bygone era.
And part of the clips that we have in the Sports Hall of Fame Museum is his long kick in a snowy environment. How he got that far, I don't know. But he did, and that kind of made his mark in pro football.
Well, the one that was talked about in the release from the university and I read about this morning, too, was a winning kick against Texas when the Longhorns were number four to give him a 16-14 win as a kicker at Arkansas. So certainly some great moments. I know he was a captain, and then again 10 years in the NFL, including the Giants. And we were listening to a highlight there of a Niners game when Craig fumbled and they were playing the Giants in an NFC championship game. So anyway, great career and certainly a great gentleman. It was great to be around him. I mean, you could tell it was great, though, when you see the other celebrities and the way they're around him. I mean, he was definitely a guy that was held in high esteem by even the people who were well-known that were at the charity golf tournament.
You know, I won't mention the other guy's name, but it's one of Pat's best friends in the whole wide world. And they had an agreement when they got out of college that they would give each other 10% of what each other earned that year, every year.
The other guy came out okay?
Yeah. Well, the other guy did exceptionally well in life, whatever. And Pat said, well, he didn't do too bad himself.
Yeah.
But can you imagine making that kind of deal?
No.
And they show each other W-2s and say, hey, we give each other 10%.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I'm trying to think. The only guy that I'm close with probably makes about the same amount of money I do, so I don't know if it'd be probably a wash at the end of the day. The only guy I would ever make a deal like that with. But
this is the deal coming out of college. You make a deal with a guy. And
yeah.
Like, wow.
That's funny.
I'm sorry, a little raspy. I've got some new medicine I'm taking, and I sound like Froggy, the little rascals over here this morning.
Well, I appreciate you coming in.
I won't hum any Barry White for you.
I appreciate that. You are a far cry from Barry White today. Well, we'll continue to play these clips through the show, and we'll get some of the stuff that you brought in, too. But, you know, certainly appreciate it. I'm sure we'll remember him, you know, in a big way, too, during the tournament this year. And I know Coach Bielema has agreed to come down to be the kind of the featured celebrity this year.
Yeah, he has. So I haven't had a chance to – I haven't even met him yet.
Well, and it's funny because I had Clint Sterner here the other day, and I know he's obviously closely associated and tries to get up there when he can, but he's sort of given it some time to settle down and let Coach B sort of settle in, but he hasn't met him yet either. I'm sure if he doesn't meet him before, he'll meet up at the tournament, which is coming up when?
Coming up May the 20th.
Okay.
So
we'd love to do our show out there again if we can make that work.
Well, I'd like for you to do so, and like for you to play in the tournament when you get through.
I'd love it. I'd love it. That'd be great. So I'll make sure to get that on the calendar. How's right. everything else going?
Good.
Good.
Everything's going good. Just need more teams for the golf tournament, and tickets are available for the dinner. The dinner is on Sunday evenings, talking football with the coach.
Okay. How do they contact? They go to the website, or should they call?
Then call the Hall of Fame office, 501 663-4328.
Okay.
And you can buy individual tickets to the banquet, and you can also buy an individual spot in the golf tournament. We'll pair you up. It'll end up being a five-man team, four people and a celebrity.
Okay. What's a team cost if they want to buy a team?
$2,000 team.
Okay. And this is at Chenal, right?
Yeah, it's at Chenal.
Very good. All right. Ray, appreciate it, man. Feel better. Right. Hope you hope
well,
you
I don't feel bad. I have a cotton mouth.
Hey, sound better. Bounce back, my man. That is Ray Tucker, the executive director of the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. We'll let him get to his real job now. Appreciate him coming up and bringing some of that stuff. Speaking of Coach Bielema, he spoke at there was a special on KATV last night, and he spoke at length on there. We've got a few different things that we'll play from that as we go through the show as well. Bad news for the baseball team. Shut out in game one against Nebraska.
Again, and then
They didn't play too well in the second game either. 4-2, a loss to Nebraska. So the Hogs get swept in the two-game set, the doubleheader last night in Lincoln. And Rick Schaefer's going to join us at 11 o'clock. We'll visit with him about the Hogs' troubles. Also coming up today, a couple of guys we've had on before while you were here, Corey Biggs and Brad Martin will be in to talk about what's going to be going on this summer at the First Tee of Central Arkansas, some programs you can get your kids involved in.
And I teach one of them.
And you want to encourage people to go out there and play as well because it is a great nine-hole course. And then I played the par three course for the first time the other day, especially this time of year when you're trying to work on your game, especially your wedge
nothing
play.
Nothing better.
No, it's great.
There's nothing better. A par three course, and even Bob Toski said yesterday on Twitter, he said, go play your local par three course. It'll improve your game dramatically more so than going to just hit balls.
One of the other great things we're going to have on the show today, at least for us, is Crazy Mike is going to come in and see us. I'm very excited about that. Love Crazy Mike.
It's been
First time for you. It's been a long time since he's been in the studio, period. Yeah. And I think your first day was the day we started talking about the soft-shell crab po'boy.
What did I call it? A soft-shelled what? I asked what it was. Soft-shelled what? And didn't you go turtle?
I think we started making jokes. Yeah, well, I'm a smart aleck. Let's see what else we've got. William's going to come in at 11:30, William Stevens, and we are talking about a memorial that they are trying to raise money for Adam Lee Brown, who is a Navy SEAL. He's from Hot Springs, and there was a book on his life called Fearless, the Undaunted Courage and Ultimate Sacrifice of Navy SEAL Team 6 operator Adam Brown. So they're trying to put a memorial to his life. It would be an underwater memorial for people who dive down in Hot Springs, and he's going to come in and talk to us a little bit more about that. But anyway, look forward to that. Sean Smith's going to be in to talk about the Taekwondo Association event, which is coming up here. It's the 23rd straight year, the Rock City Regional Championships at the State House Convention Center this weekend. And Sean's going to come in and visit with us. Also, we have Barrett Salee of BleacherReport.com. But we'll spend some time talking about Pat Summerall as well as we go through today. And, again, got a bunch of sound from Coach Bielema. Tyler Wilson was on ESPN yesterday, made the rounds.
Saw that.
Talked to him about that as well. So, boom shakalaka. What's up, my man?
Oh, man, I just called about to find out about a golf tournament, and your man put me on the radio. That's fine. Hey, I ate at Crazy Mike's last night. It was great. Crazy great. What about the golf tournament? Is it sold out? And can a single play? I mean, I played in it years ago when you were guys were the 105.1 at the radio station, and it was fun. I had a good time. But
are you talking about
the single?
Yeah, which golf
the Buzz
tournament?
Buzz tournament or the?
Yeah, the Buzz tournament. I'm sorry.
Buzz tournament. Yes, just call the station and they can get you
so
set
up. So a person can call up and do a single.
Sure, I think
they'll
so.
They'll be stuck with other people.
Yeah.
Because they've been showing us, like, it's 50 a person, but, you know, as a team, they're saying $200 or something. So.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another tournament, right? Y'all were talking about. I didn't.
We were talking about the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame tournament, which is coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With Ray. Yeah. Okay. Cool. And say that again. What was that? How much is that? How many players?
It's 2,000 a team, and okay. It is May 20th at Chenal Country Club. And you can call the Sports Hall of Fame on a page of paper that I have somehow misplaced. There it is, 501-663-4328.
Okay. Cool, man. Yeah. I went to Final Four, had a good time.
Yeah,
You know, the Michigan people were crazy. There was millions of them there. A lot of open seats up at the top, because people couldn't get tickets. There's no hard tickets anymore. I've gone off about that before. But, hey, let me throw a little promo real quick, okay? I'm in the Senior Baseball League in Central Arkansas, 25 and over, hardball baseball. You can call 405-5555 if you're interested in playing. We started about a month now, get in shape, throw a little ball around, let your kids see how you can do.
Yeah, well.
405.
Acree's not going to be doing that anytime soon.
I about broke my ankle yesterday in a pickup basketball game, so I think my days of competing are over. I think I'm just going to try to stay in shape and play golf.
Making a pot of coffee was hard this morning.
And that's a hard thing to do, by the way, to stay in shape and play golf.
That is true.
Hey, thanks, guys. Enjoy the show always. Like your new lady. Actually, she's not yours, but I like her. Anyhow. Yeah. All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks,
you
Boom.
You too.
Boom Shakalaka is a piece of work. Piece of work.
Good.
When Corey and Brad come in at 10:30 as part of the sort of golf thought process that we're going to be in at that point, we are going to give away a team in the Buzz Golf Tournament at 10:30.
Oh, very cool.
We have to come up with a good trivia question. I'm sure we'll figure something out.
We got one.
It is all compliments of Encore Health, safely reversing your symptoms of low testosterone, helping you get your game back. Call them at 945-0680 or click on EncoreHealth.com to get tested today. We appreciate them providing. They are one of the sponsors of the tournament, and they are going to give away their team to some lucky listeners from the Buzz. But we'll have a trivia question coming up at 10:30 for that.
Very cool.
One of the highlights of our show, Christina, is getting to talk to people who are famous, people we grew up watching. Mr. Summerall certainly was on that list. He was one of my all-time favorite interviews we've ever had on the show. It was so great talking to him. He's one of those guys you could have on for the whole entire show and interview him for 3 full hours.
And your still mouth is just wide open, and you're just so excited the whole time.
Still wouldn't be enough time either.
Exactly.
That's the other thing. You couldn't possibly get to everything you want to get to. It's like when we had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the other day. I mean, how long could you possibly spend with Kareem? Forever. I mean, you could have him on for a week straight and do nothing but Kareem Abdul-Jabbar interview. But anyway, certainly didn't intend to get into this, but we started talking about the whole John Madden game and the fact that John and Pat, two guys who worked in the booth together for 21 years, were the voices of the game. And EA Sports was still somewhat of a fledgling property at that point, and he talked about the business arrangement. And apparently there were a couple of different options, and he talks about it in this interview we had a few years ago.
You know what happened with the Madden game? When the EA Sports, who puts the game together, came to two of us about doing the game in the beginning, the first year, they said, we don't have any money to pay you guys. We can pay you X amount of dollars, or you can take stock in the company. And I thought, this thing is never going to fly. So I took what money they had. Madden took the stock.
Oh, wow.
It's now worth about $15 million.
Oh, wow.
And I've long ago spent the money.
That crazy.
Bummer.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, certainly we will spend some time remembering the great Pat Summerall. Certainly, you know, I know folks who are associated with the state and certainly the university are proud to claim Pat as one of their own. And those of us who grew up watching him are, you know, thrilled, like myself, who got a chance to meet him. I mean, it was a great thrill for me. So
very cool.
We certainly remember him fondly, and we'll talk more about him, I'm sure, when we get to the Hall of Fame tournament coming up here. But anyway, appreciate him very much, and appreciate Ray coming in today to talk about him. We're going to take a break a little bit early here. We'll come back.